Day 2, an excerpt from 213b. Yehuda Pasach, Yom Kippur, opened discourse and said, brings a verse from Tehillim, David Melech is saying, Shama Nafshi, God my soul, keep chassid on him, because I am pious. So Hashem Abdechot, save your servant. Tzalvei Dekor Yisus Taka, you should look at the end of the verse. V'basar Kor Kula, and afterwards, at the entire verse. Tzalvei Dekor, see, at the end of the verse it's written, Abateach Alecha, who trusts to you. So he points out, Abateach Boch Miboyle, he trusts in you, it should say. My Abateach Alecha, what does it mean, he trusts to you? Ella, rather, Kaviyochel, as if it were, David Maftichle, David, he promised him, promised to Hashem, Lo Yavale, Valgos Lel Yemishinsa, it should not pass over him, midnight, in sleep, he should always get up at midnight. So that's the time to make and awaken the greatest mercy, revelation of Hashem's light, and chesed to the universe. For breaking the sleep at night, specifically at midnight, the person gets up, for the greatest shining of Hashem's favor. One exiva is written, Chatzos Laila, at midnight, Okum Lahotis Lachau, arise to thank you. Come to me, boy, I got up, it should say, El Okum, I will get up, Iskashu Bachlam, and always be attached to you, forever. Shama Nafshi, God my soul, Shmor me, boy, it should say, Shmor grammatically, what is Shamra? What Ninam, behold, we learned, Leis Ospir Raisa, that there is no letter in the Torah. Lo Ispo, Rosni, Loin, Vikun, does not have it. High precious secrets from the eternal surrounding light, high and precious, most awesome mysteries, just even an extra letter. So this word Shamra, it has, with a hey at the end, extra, instead of Shemor. So Shamra, God, L'kut Shabichu Kamar, he's speaking to the Holy One, Vespihi. Shamra L'hav Chukah this Achad Be'nefesh, God, that portion that is united with it, the soul. David Melech, his soul is rooted in Malchus of Atzilis. And God, that special place, that special portion, this connection to the Shekhinah, especially getting up at midnight, which is the whole Tikkun of Malchus. Because the Shekhinah, the Malchus, goes at night into the other side to fish out the sparks that fell down. And just at the point of midnight, the Shekhinah begins to get up and arise. The person gets up at that moment, helps the Shekhinah get up, and is being busy in fixing up the Malchus in the highest way. Echad nafsha nefkus meha alma, when the nefesh, when the soul, exits from this world, asil meiris alma. It comes to inherit the world. It means to inherit its portion in the next world. It is meritorious. Many high troops, meaning the angels of souls, come out to receive it. They give it honor. Not too long to guard it. To bring it to the dwelling of its place, a special set-aside place in the next world. This letter, hey, guards it, because the hey is the letter of the Shekhinah. This achdei mo, to unite with it, especially on Rosh Chodesh, New Moons, and on Shabbos. That's why it says Shomra Nafshi, with a hey at the end, of Shomra of God, meaning the Shekhinah, represented by the hey, God is the person's soul, because the person guarded measure for measure the Malchus in his life, not to do bad things, and to do good things, especially to get up at midnight. So he's merited measure for measure, and comes to the next world, the Shekhinah protects him, and brings him to the highest places and the highest connection. He loves Zachi, and if he's not meritorious, Kama Godinu to hear in his Dhamma Kabbalah. Many negative energies are waiting to receive him. Udachul Labar, and push it outside, he's not able to go into his place in the next world. Vailai Nafsha, woe to that soul. Misgalgala, Breikanya, Gavnu Bukuspisa. That it's rolled around in incarnation for naught, like a stone in a barrel just rolling around for nothing. Let's see if that's just written. Ves nefesh oyevecha, and the soul of your enemies. Yikalena besoch kafa kela. Put it like in a slingshot. Shot across the universe. Chas shalom, and not accomplishing anything. With David boy, ba'usa ikami kutribichu, and holy David requested his request before the one basbihi. Vamar, he said, Shama nafshi, God my soul. The Shama with the hay, the Malchus protect me. Lo yidchel on the bar, shouldn't be pushed outside. V'chad mati l'kavla, Yiftechun la pischin, and when it comes, receive it, should be open for it the doors, which when it comes to the next world, it should open the doors of all the palaces and paradise and shouldn't stop him from entering. Skabala kamoch, it should be received before you. Shekhinah should receive his soul and escort it to its place, should be able to go into the highest places. Ki chasid ani, because I am pious. But ki chasid ikri, is he called a chasid? Ar Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda in, yes, to receive, it's written, chasdi David emonim, the faithful powers of chesed of David. So the Zohar is basically asking that since David is attached to Malchus, and Malchus is mostly built out of Gevuros, strengths which are from the left side, not from the side of Chesed. So how could David, is from this Malchus of Tzilus connection, be calling himself a Chesed, which is Chesed from the right side? He says, yes, no, we do find Chesed David Amonim. Faithful, faith is Malchus, but receives Chesed, which are the lights of Nesach and Hod, Chesed David above it. So Malchus also is composed of Chesedim, even though it's the minority of what makes up Malchus, but it's also there. And since David was busy speaking in judgments of Malchus being Chesed, so he merits to have Chesed drawn upon him. Begin Koch, because of this, Shoma Nafshi, God my soul, lo sishbuk lo, and I shouldn't abandon it. The Me'er Chobar to go without, not to be let in where it's supposed to be in heaven. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Kol bar nosh di islei chulka, but tzaddik, every person that has a portion in tzaddik, which means the yisod, God's the bris, Yoros lai eretz, he inherits this land, which is referring to the Malchus. When the Sivas is written, Ramechulam Sadiqim, the people are all righteous, the Olam Yeshuas, they shall forever inherit the land. People of God, the covenant, they connect with the Kedusha, the holiest level. So to this, so it is able to shine into the Malchus, raise it up, and they merit to have this connection to the Shekhinah, which is drawn from Malchus. Right, Tzaddik, and this level of Tzaddik of Yisod Chesed degree, is called Chesed, because Yisod brings the power of Chesed to the Malchus, and sweetens it. And to God in covenant, person makes this connection, and sweetens the revelation of Hashem's kingship in the universe, which means people are able to experience divinity in a sweet way, not to the left side of punishment and concealment, and so on. Amar David, said David, Bosa the Baha'i Aser Echidna, after being that I'm united with this place, I draw from the soul into Malchus Chesed, therefore I'm pious. Begin Koch, because of this, Shoma Nafshi, God my soul, is Kashabach to be bound to you. Always be bound to Shechina, measure for measure, this to be bound the soul to Shechina, above in the spiritual worlds, and united everything, because Hashem's oneness to shine in the universe. Rechia Pasach, Rabbi Chiya opened the discourse. Verse says, Dehillim, Eidus Behosef Shemo, Samo. He put it as a testimony in Yehosef. Truth of the Torah of Hashem's oneness. Chok Mobihol was explained that it is referring to Yosef at Tzaddik, the Olaf Shavin Piskin, that he learned seven slips, meaning 70 languages, Lashon HaKodesh Yosef, and Holy Tongue, one more. This is referring to when Paro called Yosef to interpret his dreams. So the angel Gabriel, who was the Rebbe of Yosef, as the Sefer Tzio tells us, came to Yosef and taught him the 70 languages. So he went before Paro, he'd be able to impress Paro, who also knew the 70 languages. And not only that, Yosef also knew Lashon HaKodesh, the Holy Tongue, which Paro didn't know. He had one on top of him. So it caused Paro to be nichna, to feel like subjugated him. After that, he raised Yosef up to be the viceroy and respected him. And that paved the way for us being able to be able to survive the exile over there. And eventually come out in great honor. How do you see this? It's written, Sfasli Adati Yishma. A language that I didn't know, I heard. Yosef learned all languages. Well, my Eidus, but what is the testimony? It says, Eidus Behosef Samo. He put testimony in Yosef. Tovzi, come and see. B'shaita did say to Potiphar, at the time when the wife of Potiphar, Havasachida Bey Lahaimila, was trying to grab him for that issue. She's trying to seduce Yosef, even though she was married, so she's trying to commit adultery, trying to get him to do it. So Havi Yosef Ovid Gamei, so Yosef made himself command lo yoda lishna dila, as if he didn't understand, as if he didn't know her language. That way he played a game in order to avoid having to deal with her. Chayn v'chol yom dosa was every day, and she's always trying to seduce him, and he pretended as if he didn't know what she was talking about. Arai shayte basraisa, till that last time, to see if it's written, v'tis b'seil v'vikto, and she grabbed him by his garment. Why would she say, what does it mean she grabbed him? Ella, but begin to avid garmei, command lo yoda lishna, because he made himself as if he didn't know the language. So she tried to show him physically what she was talking about, and hold on to him. And then he just ran away. So that is the testimony that Yosef guarded the covenant. He stood in the test, testified to Hashem's oneness through standing in the test and not doing against Hashem's will, not committing adultery. And to that, he merited to be a sign, a similar type of a spiritual archetype for Kedusha Sibris, guarding the covenant, and to be united with Hashem forever. Ruch, a Kodesh, Sabbath, Kivli. And divine inspiration screamed before him, Yishmam Recha, Misha Zara, to guard you from a foreign woman. Nachriya, Amareha, Echlika, from her smooth words that are foreign. Mayakumashman, what does this tell us? So a call man did not take garmi mihai, but anyone who guards himself from this is kashir bo mishkinti, he's bound to the shekhina. Ve'achad v'ha'wei, he's attached with that testimony with level of kedusha of yisod. May, what is it? Edus Yosef Beit, the letter hey that's added to him. See, it's written Edus v'Yosef Samo. He put Edus in Yehosef. His name is Yosef, but he's called Yehosef with an added hey. It means he's attached to the Shekhinah, to the Garden and Covenant, to his Edus, to his testimony, testified to Hashem's oneness by not doing against his will. Alfach also over here, Yud Yosef Pinchas al-Koni l'Bahai. Pinchas is added to him with Yud because he was vengeful for this one. He's vengeful for Yisod. Not only did he guard himself not to sin, when he saw, which is like a passive aspect, the person holds himself back from sinning, with that imagined connection with the hay, which is the passive feminine aspect. But he got up when he saw people doing against Hashem's will, and he wrought vengeance and killed them. So it became active, the male aspect, which is the yud. So he merited that his name was written in Torah Pinchas with an extra yud, and Pinchas with a yud is Gematria 208, which is 8 times Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei, 8 times Tetragrammaton. So also Gematria Yitzchak was the first one to get a bris meal on the 8th day, and shows that Pinchas drew the Kedusha, the holiness of God in the covenant, through being vengeful for the honor of Hashem about the bris, and anyone who also merits to guard himself and to stand up for Hashem's honor will merit to have a special connection to the Shekhinah and receive extra spiritual lights of Hashem's name, channeling to him his infinite light and presence.